Yeah, welcome back to In Focus on K-Man. We're talking with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Ayesha Reddy. City Commission meets at 7 p.m. tonight at City Hall. And item B is a unified development ordinance. They're going to be overviewing and reviewing Articles 1, 2, and 3. This is also known as a UDO. Explain what the purpose of this is.
So thanks, Brandon. Yes. So we've been working on this Uniform Development Ordinance for about the past year and a half, really. And it's a complex document. Basically, what we're doing is we're taking our previous very long list of regulations called our subdivision regulations, which regulate how you build things in different zoning districts. And then we have our zoning regulations, which, again, allow for certain types of uses throughout the city, depending on the zoning provided for that particular area. So it's consolidating all of that into one little more user-friendly document and it's simplifying some of the aspects. So it's more apparent to folks who might live in a particular district or want to develop in a particular district and what those aspects might be. And it's also converting it to a web-based programs called Encode Plus. And this Encode system is a more user-friendly, more ability to search for specific functions and locations with maps and what guides development, if you will, or redevelopment in a particular, what's allowed from a different aspect of whether it's housing or businesses. And then also that Encode program is tied to what we call MuniCode. And we use MuniCode to publish all of our ordinances. So all of those ordinances are available online. So all of this is in one consolidated area on the web. And so it's a very much not only a consolidation, but a modernization of our code, which is long overdue. And we've been working at it for quite a while. And so for the next few months, from March through June, we're going to be working with the Planning Board and the City Commission, as well as our advisory group and other stakeholders in the community to we've got the formal draft. It's available online, and I encourage people to use. There is a PDF version that's very long, but I'd encourage you to use the online program in Encode just because the tables are more vibrant and they're easy to understand versus trying to. They get cut off on a printed document, and it's just more user friendly for that type of feedback. And so, after this discussion that we have going through the different articles and chapters, if you will, then anticipating in about July, we would start the formal adoption process for adopting the new code after the various feedback that we get from folks. And encourage folks in the community that have an interest in it to participate either at a planning board meeting or a city commission work session or also at special meetings that we might be holding in the community. So this first kickoff here is just to get an overview and how this Encode works online, and then also looking at the first three articles, the UDO and the various framework for it, the public outreach components, and so there's really a lot of different aspect to it. Article 1 kind of establishes the authority for the development code, its purposes for zoning and land use regulations in general, as well as historic preservation and the subdivision of land in the jurisdictional areas. So Article 2 looks at the base zoning districts, if you will, and provides tables for permitted and some you might have will still have conditional uses. So you may have an idea for a particular use that's not a granted use that might be okay to do, but you know there's a notification process of your neighbors and it has various conditions for that particular use. And so there's a process to get that conditional use permit. And those are for both residential and non-residential type of areas. But so those development standards for what each of the base zoning district is, and we're consolidating some of our zoning districts into different nomenclature, you know, of residential or commercial types of development. We've used a planned unit development a lot, and that will still be available, but hopefully we'll be able to define a better description of what a zoning district might be without having to go through the PUD process, if you will. But it's still available for use. We anticipate it won't be used as much as it has been in the past. And so that's really, you know, also just looking at different aspects of various districts and what the standards are. Are there green space requirements? Are there density bonuses? Kind of depending on where the different types of mixed use neighborhoods might be based on the different classifications we have. So quite sure there'll be a lot of interest. And again, there are sections where there might be limited uses or, again, conditional uses, and introduces some of the topics for different aspects of that. And then finally, the Article 3 is going to talk about some of our overlay districts. And we have a established neighborhood overlay. We have a which was currently called the traditional neighborhood overlay. So we're changing some nomenclature up in there. There's some gateway corridor overlays. And so it kind of talks about you have these specific areas, but then you have a general overlay where you have broad applicability of guidelines and parameters to that specific area.
Okay. Well, that'll be the second item on the agenda tonight. That's kind of a big thing there.
It is, and it's something you'll see a lot of. Our work sessions are kind of filling up, so you're going to see some work session items, which we'll call a discussion session item, at some of our legislative meetings as well. So the goal here is the planning board did discuss these same items yesterday, but our goal is to separate those out a little bit, so we'll have a couple weeks in between when the planning board talks about it and when the city commission meeting talks about it.
All right. Well, we have some events coming up here that the city I know is involved in, including one tomorrow out at the Douglas Center.
We do. We have a groundbreaking ceremony planned at 4 o'clock down at the Douglas Community Center to groundbreak for the new Douglas Recreation Center there. It's something that's been in the works for a long time. So we're certainly looking forward to that process and beginning construction of that facility.
Right. You know, I wanted to say about the UDO, we've been anticipating this for like Ron was saying, over a year and a half, and it's pretty complex. It's one of those non-sexy things that we do, but it's extremely important when we have developers or anybody that wants to do any type of zoning or rezoning or PUDs or anything of that sort. We want to make it a little bit all in one place, and they can get all the information they need, trying to streamline everything so we're not just going back and forth, and hopefully reduce the work for the Board of Zoning Appeals also. This is one of those, it's going to be like a standard that they can easily reference, but it takes a lot of work. There's a lot of details in there, and I'm sure it's going to be a long discussion, but it's a needed discussion that needs to happen, because one of the things, we have so many groups that want to do a variety of things in the city of Manhattan, and hopefully this makes it easier for them to navigate that system of what we are doing and what we are looking for and where they can have their business or their residence in the city of Manhattan.
All right. Well, the city commission meets 7 o'clock tonight, and you can go to the meeting, view it online, cityofmhk.com/TV. They also stream it on Facebook and on Cox Cable Channel 3. We'll get in a little bit more to spring cleanup next time you're in here in a couple weeks. That's coming up in late March, and there's information on the city's website about that as well. Mm-hmm. Yusha Reddy, Ron Fear, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to do it here for In Focus. Program lineup here for tomorrow on In Focus, we'll have USD 383 school board members, Manhattan Fire Department as well. And we'll be talking with someone from Via Christi, Ascension Via Christi. Donna Coster is going to join us. She's a Go Red survivor tomorrow. Be looking forward to that. Statewide tornado drill coming up here in about 15 seconds. You're listening to K-Man.